Hello, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Psalm 145 starts this way. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. But in the civil government school system, here is the revised Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, just like all the other gods, and I will curse thy name forever and ever. Every day will I curse thee, and I will slam thy name forever and ever. Great is man, and our students must praise him, and his greatness extends as high as the Tower of Babel. One generation shall praise our works to another, unlike Christians who fail to understand the generational approach to perpetuating truth. We teach of the glorious honor of some of us, who are better than others, despite what we tell our students. And men shall speak of the might of our terrible acts, for if they do not, we will flunk them. They shall abundantly utter the memory, when called upon, to rehearse man's righteousness. The civil government school system is anathema to Scripture. But thank God that our Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. For that is what Psalm 145:8 informs us of. Let us repent and abolish the civil government school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting such a thing.